Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale. So this Thursday, May 26th. Oh, it's my brother's birthday. I got some phone calls to make later. I'm super happy to be with you all here today. As you know, it's one of my favorite days to spend my Thursday morning with you and Cindy and sometimes our special guests. I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're almost always going to have websites or events coming up or somewhere to find some great new tool. So you want to be sure to be able to write that down when we talk about it. And also, please press 1 if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. As you know, it's a really big part of what our show is all about is hearing from all of you and answering your questions and hearing your stories. You know, it's what our show is all about. But as a reminder for this show, we do have to keep it to horse unit with horses and really keep it to kind of behavioral and training type stories. So, but please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. We'd really love to hear from you. All right. With all that said, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and everybody out on the show. Happy to be here today. And hope that you have, you know, some things for us to talk about. We don't have a huge, you know, schedule, but I do want to, Rainey, I'm going to talk about a couple things, if that's okay.
No, please, I was going to have you talk about a couple things to start. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, most of you have seen because the first probably public announcement was in the motivational newsletter put out by the Veronises on Monday, but that we do have our first Equine Academy online scheduled, and that's June 27th. Don't go running to try and get tickets. It sold out in an hour and a half. We increased the attendance. It sold out again in less than an hour, and we increased it again. So for this first event, the idea is to say, let's not make it too huge so that we can get a handle on it. And we have a lot of things to work out since this is our very first one of who's doing what, et cetera, and that's all in the works. It's a six-hour program online on a Monday, which is one of the better days for horse people after the weekends or shows. And I do want to make clear, because people have, there's been comments about it, posting, et cetera, that said this wasn't clear. This is for our distributors. This is not for customers and guests. And I know that there's some that were registered, and we're going to be following up on that because this is something that the field has waited for so long, and we're finally able to get it started. And you know, our distributors are first come, first serve. So, and I'm sure this first one out that there's going to be tweaks and changes and things that we'll see from the presentation. So it'll be kind of a work in progress, if you will. There is, the details are not totally clear yet, but there will be a section, which it may or may not be part of the academy. If it's not part of this academy, it will be in the e-learning section, which is really recommended for new people, non-horse people, to take. That's going to focus on, you know, some horse anatomy, behavior, and safety, things like that specifically. I can't give you any more details about that yet, but we're really hoping that people that are new are going to have access to that before this academy, because even though we can't totally control who's on there or not, the presumption is that someone has already attended the basic two-day academy, so you understand the Beamer science, you understand microvessels, you understand what Beamer does. And that's really important, because this, if someone were to do the Equine Academy first, it's not going to tell you enough about Beamer. And as we know, because our audience is both humans and horses, because most horses have riders or handlers that need Beamer too, you need to understand how it works. And so I really want to encourage people for that. There is no charge for this academy. It is considered advanced training, but it is also, I've seen that people have said, oh, well, it's really jammed up, you know, can't get in for to register, so we'll do a watch party, or, you know, several of us will bunch up and, you know, be able to share. And well, I just need you to be aware of the fact that certainly we can't control that, and there's no problem with doing that, but the person who registered will have quote unquote credit for it from corporate, because being able to represent Beamer at our corporate events and things like this, that certification of having attended the advanced training with you is going to be considered. So again, don't ask me details about that. It is still being defined. But just to say, if there's 10 of you who want to watch the information, that's great. But the one who registered is going to be the one that's certified. So, and if that's important to you, as we kind of define the certification process, then you'll want to be able to attend at another time. So again, a lot of pent-up demand and a lot of things that in trying to rush this to market, so to speak, there's some things that still need clarification and definition. But I want to make that clear about new people, and that you know, there's definitely preparation before this academy, because we're not going to go back and start at the beginning for people that, you know, that don't understand, you know, the basic science behind Beamer. So, at any rate, I appreciate everyone's kind of patience with this, because here it will, you know, the first one will be a trial and a pilot, and we can make some changes, and we can continue to, you know, get feedback and be able to improve it as time goes. But and there's a lot of pressure to say, well, when there's another one, as I said, we're going to talk about next week. We'll talk about some other dates. That's kind of my update about the Equine Academy. I did want you, if you are on the Horse Set Facebook page, you'll see that we started having some people, such as Muriel, offer the live workshops again. These are at least 3 or 4 hour workshops. She's doing one in Ocala near her home in June 11th that you can sign up for, and it is in events. I think Marlise has talked about doing one possibly in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the end of July. Ariel is going to maybe consider doing one in Denver. And basically, she's also said if people you know, can help, will support her. Because these are things, this is offered through Beamer's event portal, but this is not financially supported by, if you will, by Beamer. It's kind of a self-supporting event. And so she's receptive, or has indicated so in on Facebook, that if there's enough interest in a certain area, that she, and you would cover costs, the travel costs and things, that she would, that's something that you could private message her on Facebook and talk about. So it's good to see some more of these live workshops. And ultimately, you know, our dream has always been that our academy, our advanced academy or equine academy, if you will be, would have a live element. But we're not there yet. So we're taking this in baby steps. And again, appreciate patience. So Rainey, I don't know if you have comments or questions about that at all.
Definitely. I have some comments. I just wanted to thank you and everyone that worked on getting this all done, because I know it's been a really big project. It's been a big project that we've all been just dying for, just really, really waiting for and really, really hoping for. And so, and I know it's been a labor of love for you guys that have been working on it. So I just wanted to thank you, because I know it's been a lot of work. So thank you for finally getting that done for all of us. And I just wanted to thank you for talking about it and just talk about it again, that this is definitely not a standalone academy. This is a supplemental academy. After the expectation is that you've done some training either online, and that you've already done the full academy, because if they're going to just start talking about some basic, you know, Beamer things, and if you don't know how Beamer works in general, it's going to make no sense to you at all. So you have to have had this, the regular academy first, that talks about how Beamer works in general, and the science behind it and all of that, before the supplemental equine academy is even going to make much sense to you. So please, please do that the right way. It's going to be the most beneficial for you and for your customers. So yes, I just wanted to emphasize that a little bit, because I think that's a really important part of it. It's a supplemental additional training that they're offering for you. So yeah, I think that was the big thing that I wanted to talk about, or I just wanted to add, because I know this has been a long struggle and a lot of work for you and your team, Cindy. So I just want to thank you guys for putting in the time and effort, because this is something that we've been wanting for years now.
Well, we certainly have needed it and agreed. And I mm-hmm. should, I'm one of a definitely team collaboration. There is a kind of a core group of 9 people, and I'll see off the top of my head, because it definitely involved Muriel, and it involved Dr. Marlise, and the job of herding all the cats was Ian Robb. We had Hannah Taylor from Canada. We had Rebecca Schultz from back east. We had Dr. Jim Cummings also on the team. We had our advisory member, Christine Nagy, was on the group. Daisy Bicking was on it as well. And please forgive me if there's someone else that I'm not thinking of on this night. Top of my head this morning, but we started meeting, you know, last fall, and anyway, it's a project that is all near and dear to our hearts, because we know how much it's needed. So again, there's kind of 2 categories in my mind, which is this, you know, a little more in-depth training, you know, for existing IBDs that are familiar with horses, and then there's kind of a separate subset in my mind is for, you know, people that are new to the horse set and are not familiar with horses. Because, you know, we talk about this in some of our presentations, and certainly talk about it on Blog Talk, for things about, you know, if you don't realize, you know, for example, the kind of vision that a horse has, you might not realize that the horse can't see you if you're moving around, or you might not realize that, you know, talking with your hands and, you know, while with sw- swift gestures and loud noises, it might freak the horse out. So things like that are important for people to learn. And so I really hope there'll be an element that's in e-learning that's always been intended for it to be there as well. But again, as I said, this is a work in progress, so please be patient with us. It's trying to get a whole group of people. You know, in the old county fairs when you had a three-legged sack race. Well, try putting, yeah. You know, 9+ people and then, you know, the race begins, but not everybody is agreed on the direction that you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Same general direction, but yeah. And I imagine this is, no matter what it is, we've been wanting and needing this for so long, no matter what it is, it will be great. And I know that you guys will work out those kinks, you know, as the months go on and as the academies go on, and you guys will just make it better and better each time. So I have full confidence in you all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to hold that vision. So, well, and then the other thing, that I think we mentioned before, keep in mind to save the date, is that we do have this quarter's Beamer Equine Educational Experience with Dr. Vonk,
mm-hmm.
And that's June 22nd, you know, and those are usually, this is definitely talking about the horse and rider interaction and the bond there, and we'll have some cool guests. And so there'll be flyers and things about that coming up, but typically those start at like 5 or 6 p.m. So Pacific time. So keep that date. Again, those will be recorded. But one other thing to mention is that these academies, just like regular academies, are not recorded. They are intended for live, not live, but your virtual live participation. They will not be recorded. And those are just some of the questions that have come up that I definitely wanted to address.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And I know we've got a couple other things to chat about, but we do have Jane on. So I was going to see what Jane wanted to say, because I know we didn't get to her last week, and then we definitely will, I'm sure, still have time to finish up with the last few things we wanted to chat about today. But I'm going to open, if my computer will let me. Good morning, Jane.
You are so kind to me. Thank you. I am,
of course,
just so supportive of this, this educational purpose and intention Cindy and all of you have put out there. I've come across things, particularly in the thoroughbred breeding here in Lexington, where I'm not sure of the rumors that, yes, this place has it, but when I call another place, they've never heard about it. My point is this. There are, more than we'd like to think, beamers in stables where they don't know how to use it. So I'm all crazy about this. I like that you clarified, Cindy, about the requirements for this Equine Academy, because I got a call from a group leader yesterday or the day before, you've got to get on this, you'll be required to have this, you will not be able to go to events without this. So there's still misinformation out there. I know that drives you crazy,
yeah.
But you really clarified it.
Well, I clarified that it's not clarified.
I know, but that's good. Instead of people, you know, I think people were frantically the call I got sounded a little frantic. Oh, my God, you've got to get on this. If you don't, you can't do these events. Well, I didn't buy that, and I didn't have a great date that day, and I love what you're doing, and I will certainly attend one down the road, and I hope we have them in the winter. I think it's great. So I'm glad you did that. I think it, and I'm glad, Rainey, that you said how it is supplemental to the major academy, which is paramount to understand what's going on here. I would.
Yeah, absolutely, Jean. I'm in the same boat as you are, where I definitely want to go to one, and definitely, especially if it becomes, you know, a requirement, which I really think it should. You should be, have to do this to do events eventually. But I also don't want to take a spot away from somebody who really needs this right now for educational purposes, especially
you think?
If it's something something that's come, you know, selling out in an hour. This is something people have obviously are just dying for. And I know there's people that really, really, really need this training for education, and I'm not one of those. I definitely want to do it, and I definitely want to be have that certification, but I don't need it today. So,
perfectly, yeah, beautifully said, and very, very thoughtful, and you are saying better what I'm trying to say. I would like a little advice, if you guys have time. If you'd rather do this at another time, I understand there's a lot going on.
No,
I have called upon these farms that now I hear have the Beamer multiple times. I've called on them and not gotten much response, to tell you the truth. But my point is this. It doesn't seem that some of these breeding farms are using it to their advantage. Would you guys have any idea how I might approach a farm in the thoroughbred industry and simply try to find out, ask, and I do know, I mean, well, anyway, it's awkward to try to call a place and ask the manager, how are you using this?
Well,
for me, what's my problem here? What's my problem here, you guys? I'm not sure how to approach this.
I think you compartmentalized it a little bit. If you were to say to someone, I didn't realize that you had a Beamer on site. That, you know, that's excellent. I'm glad for your horses. I'd be really interested in hearing, you know, how you're using it and some of your observations, because that'll be very helpful to me. And perhaps I could offer you some information as well. So it's kind of, if you present it as kind of a, you want to hear the, like their kind of testimonial equivalent. And to say that would be helping you, and then that you would offer to perhaps share some of your observations at the same time. They know you're not trying to sell them anything because they already have it, but they may be very appreciative. I know Ian spends a lot of time with this on the track itself, where people they've been sold units and they haven't been well trained. And that is absolutely an identifiable segment that we need to address is customer training. But, you know, that's why we get these generous commissions, you know, as distributors. And and there, we acknowledge there's some gaps there. So that's the way that I would approach it, Jane. And maybe Rainey has some different ideas. But just try to say, you know, you're curious, you know, you have your own repertoire of information. You'd like to know what they've noticed and what they've seen. And if they start to tell you some, you know, they're using it for hours or something, or they might, you know, say, well, we're not sure quite how to use it, then in fact, you could offer a service. And then, you know, frankly, if I were you and I was dealing with someone who hadn't, you know, who bought a Beamer from someone who didn't train them, I would think that they would be, you know, in a position if they recommended it to somebody else, they're gonna recommend you because you offered them something that they didn't get from their original seller. So that's just my opinion.
Good advice. No,
yeah.
I like it. I like that approach. And
yeah.
You're right. I hadn't even gone in that direction. And, of course, that's – Rainey, do you have anything to add? I mean, listen to me. I'm sounding like
yeah.
Cindy now. Rainey, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. No, you know, I was going to say something similar, just approaching him as a – you know, I see you have Beamer. I am a distributor in the area. I'd love to hear how people are using it in their various – you know, different, you know, training aspects or whatever kind of place you're going to that has it, you know, whether they're using it for their breeding or training or whatever it might be, as just, you know, education for you. And then, you know, you're going to be able to offer, I mean, you've been with Beamer quite a long time, so you have valuable information that I'm sure you'd be willing to share with them as well. And you know, I've done that too. I've seen people that have Beamers that, you know, have obviously bought them and are using them in a way that I wouldn't recommend people to use them and have a lot of questions. And, you know, basically they were like, yeah, I bought this and I was really excited about it, but I don't really use it as much as I thought I would. And turns out they didn't really get the training they were probably should have. And, you know, no one has really followed up with them as far as, you know, questions later. And so I feel like that's just part of my job as being a Beamer distributor, even if I'm not their Beamer distributor, is to help those people. So, and
yeah,
like,
I
like
Cindy
said, is that probably is going to result in referrals. People are going to, if that person refers it to somebody else, they're probably going to give you that referral because you have been the person that's educated them and they know that person's going to get taken care of if they buy from you. So,
yeah, I think, you know, that,
I'll tell you something. But let me just say this one thing, Cindy, and then I'm done. There's so many of us, I think, that love this horse, and we see places where this Beamer belongs. And that is what drives us.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you know, whereas there's, you know, you have to balance your own priorities. But, you know, if someone's struggling with a unit that they, you know, that they don't know how to use, you know, you're helping their horses and you're helping them and you're helping the reputation of the company at large, you know,
yes.
To say that there is a team.
I can leave this with a positive, a wonderful positive thing that just happened to me today. I've been working with, you know, a couple universities, and one of them right here in the area that started last fall. The head of the equine studies program loves the Beamer. He knows that it will do a great job for the, I think they have 32 to 45 horses in their program. He just told me today that his roommate is in the breeding business, to make a long story short, and he sees exactly what I see, the value of the Beamer, not only for these horses that are donated that usually come from at least equine back pain, if not other discomforts, and the great use that they can be there, and also in the breeding. So I'm on the road to having someone who is ensconced in the area and in this world to do exactly what I'm hoping to get done. It's taking a long time, but it's getting there, you guys. It's really getting there, and I am thrilled.
Well, it's baby steps.
Good.
You know, and that's exciting for the opportunity because it would be wonderful if someone would do some of their own user study, if you will. And we know that's out there in various places, but it's not been officially endorsed, but still for that, you know, individual facility, particularly if they've got ways to measure a variety of measurements that you would at a breeding facility, that they could, you know, they could accumulate some data, and that would be very exciting. So I wish you great luck.
Oh, it's all good. You've given me some great advice. I love the direction that, you know, you all are taking this. And I, again, thank you all very much for this program.
Thank you, Jane. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So did you want to bring up that the just because it's been a – one quick thing to comment from the Facebook page,
yeah.
And that was responses where people said, can you put Beamer on a wet horse? So,
oh, yeah.
And the answer was, yes, you can. It's probably, you know, it's best you'd use a scraper or something, but and use a cooler to kind of keep your blanket from getting wet. But the horse being wet is
you know, is not so much of an issue.
Yeah, I saw kind of answers all over the place. And yes, you don't want your beamer to get wet. It's like a, you know, computer. You don't want the computer part to get wet, like in water. You don't want it to, you know, be dropped in a, you know, a trough or something. But a horse being wet is not going to be enough water to damage it. Obviously, for your own unit and for your own, you know, sake of keeping it clean, obviously best to put a, you know, cooler. That's what we get those coolers for. Or put some other kind of, you know, sheet or blanket down first, just for the protection of your unit. But it's not enough water on a wet horse that's going to damage your unit.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm gonna let you deal with the other ones as you.
Yeah, so the other big thing that I've seen all over Facebook lately, and I don't want to really get into it because it can be a rabbit hole and also just a thing I just don't want to spend a lot of time on, but I feel like we maybe should talk a little bit about it, and we really do need to talk with compliance too, and maybe we can see if we can get compliance on our show, and maybe she can talk about it too, is just the question of, not the question, the issue of discounts being offered to outsell other people. And like I said, I don't think we should get into it as a big thing, but basically the answer is discounts are not allowed. and we shouldn't do that on a level four, because that is not what's required of us as a distributor. And that's, you know, laid out pretty clearly. And in my opinion, morally, you're obviously doing something you know is not correct, and please let's not do that to each other. You know, I really have always enjoyed the Beamer community and the Beamer family, and a big part of that is such the great people that I've met, and I would love to keep it that way. So, Cindy, anything you want to add from that? I know we really don't want to get down to this into this rabbit hole, but
yeah, it's the thing that we're seeing a lot of people expressing frustration about is to say that they, you know, one IBD may be working with someone, and then I'm not sure how the connection is made, but then somehow they connect with another IBD who offers a discount and takes. So it's not just offering a discount, which is unethical and contrary to your IBD agreement. It's the fact that that person knows that they were already working with somebody else. And, you know, and that turns it into more of a mercenary kind of an environment that said, that's not how I want to conduct business. So I don't want to take it away from someone else. And we always say, you know, if someone is a prospect, is been introduced and working with someone who's actively trying to help them, that we respect that relationship. So, you know, we don't want to get in a place where there have to be so many added rules and oversight and monitoring. You know, there's plenty of that in our lives. Let's not create the circumstances that require that, something else that kind of is, falls into the same area of people being a little too creative is, you know, some of the posts that we've on people's on Facebook, which it's very hard to keep up with controlling or monitoring social media. But, you know, we have such great advertising that Brad Horn's group puts out of compliant posts that you can share and you can make a little comment on your experience, but you don't have to worry about what's correct or what's not correct. But for people to go out there and to start describing what Beamer does and they're using words they shouldn't and they're saying things that don't make sense, it really represents us as a company very poorly. And people create, you know, it only takes a few minutes to create a bad impression. And so you don't need to reinvent the wheel and try and explain how Beamer works and everything. Take it right off of the website, if you will. Take the posts that are already designed to share and, you know, add your own little 2 cents worth. But please don't reinvent the wheel, because in many cases, in almost most of the cases that I've seen where the wheel is being reinvented, it isn't right. And that, you know, that's a risk for all of us. So I think, you know, we're talking a lot about the ethics and morality of being mm-hmm. in business for yourself and you know, being respectful of other people's efforts as well. So just appreciate taking the higher road here, people. If we want this to be something that we can continue to offer to help horses and people for a long time in the future, we do not want to sabotage ourselves and our long-term sustainability, please. So I ask you to think about what's an honorable approach, and take the high road, please.
Absolutely. You know, and it's always part of my initial conversation with people is, have you ever heard of Beamer before? And that's an educational for me. Like, I know where I need to start when I talk about it, but also it's, if they have, where have they heard about it? And I was just talking with somebody a while ago, and it turned out that their massage therapist had a Beamer, and they used it per personal, like a human one. I was talking to him about horse, but she had a human one, and she had done sessions with her, and ultimately I ended up sending her back there because it turned out that her massage therapist was a distributor. I mean, obviously that person has been talking about using Beamer with this person for who knows how long, and so I'm not going to take that sale because that distributor can sell a horse unit to her too. But I was like, okay, and if you have any questions or if you need any more information about this, I'm happy to help you, but she is who you should go to. So I think it's an important part of any conversation you're having with somebody is to find out how they learned about what Beamer is. So
yeah. And you know, what goes around comes around, folks. So
yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. I'll get off my soapbox. But this is a real sore subject for many of us. And the only way we can't expect the company to be able to, you know, catch all of these circumstances. And I do say if there's real compliance violations, you need to tell compliance because that helps us all. But, you know, we need to do the right thing ourselves. And, you know, advise our teams and the people we come in contact with the same thing, because it's ultimately our behavior that we have a way to influence this. So that's what I'm asking you to do. And if it's something that's not working out or if there is an issue, that is compliance's job to be, you know, kind of investigator, mediator, arbitrator. And unfortunately, that's an aspect of direct selling that everybody would like to pretend it doesn't exist, but it does. So there's an elephant in the room. Let's deal with it the best that we can. And again, I challenge you to do the right thing. So,
well said. All right. And a good way to end this, because like you said, this is a way, if we don't do things the right way, we're gonna lose this opportunity to be able to share this with as many people as we can. And I love this product, and I want to be able to continue to do that. So we want to do things the right way, people. All right. We covered quite a few things today. Any final words, Cindy, before we get cut off?
No, you know, we're excited about the things coming up from an educational perspective, and we're going to look for feedback from people, and I think there's a lot of good things going on in Beamer and a lot of enthusiasm, and I think that we may be in business for ourselves independently, but our actions impact others, and the more we can be mindful of that, it's going to be good for everybody. So,
agreed.
My final.
Agreed. Well, thank you, Cindy. And I'm real excited about the Equine Academy coming up. that, you know, that's where we're starting to be able to actually, you know, see that on the horizon, and it sold out so fast. So I'm excited, you know, that everyone else is excited about it. And I have great expectations for this in the future. So I'm happy that you guys got to do it. And I thank you for all your hard work. I'm looking forward to doing that. So, all right. And thank you to all of you that are listening and that called in, and all of you that are going to listen to it in the future. Thank you for listening. We'll meet you all back here next Thursday. Be sure to tune into all of the rest of the days of Blog Talk. There's a lot of great things they're doing on all those days, so be sure to tune into those. All right, everyone. We'll see you here next Thursday. Have a great week.
Thanks, Rainey. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.